sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the Shrimp Tank from our very own studio, dare I say.
Oh, you can say that.
The studio in the rainy metropolis of central Pennsylvania. I am your host, Taylor, the Colossal Shrimp Ranker. Here today That's with it. My co-host, Nathan, the Ghost Shrimp in Bowdoin.
I'm here, though.
He disappears.
I'm here.
Timely. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Shrimp Tank's a podcast where we have the privilege, and I mean that sincerely, the privilege where we interview the best and the brightest business owners, business leaders, entrepreneurs from all across the central PA region. This is where book smarts meet street smarts. It's where our fan club adores us.
That's right.
This is by business owners, for business owners. And one of our big values here is we honor those who did build that and continue to build that. So okay. I want to say, John, thank you for that. Now,
you're welcome.
You can find the broadcast at www.shrimptankpodcast.com/centralPA. And then just a few minutes, we're going to bring in today's guest, John Curtinez of J.P. Lilly. But before we do that, Nathan, can you talk a little bit about why we're here?
Yeah, we'll do round two. So this is our second interview here at Business and Industry Night with the West Shore Chamber of Commerce here in Camp Hill at the Radisson. And if you don't know, the Business and Industry Night is a function that the Chamber puts on for Chamber members exclusively, where they can have an opportunity to showcase their businesses. We got over 80 different businesses represented here with booths set up, giving just an opportunity to expose themselves to the community in a very cool way. We've talked about our partnership with the Chamber of Commerce and all the benefits that the Chamber provides. This is one of those very unique benefits. There's going to be hundreds, 500-600 plus people that are circulating in and out of here from central Pennsylvania. So it's a great way to get exposure. And we talked about exposure on our previous guest today, which was Sam Jones with Lamar.
Yep.
Dare I say, this is the billboard of Chamber exposure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Where else can you capture that many people,
right,
get a chance to talk to them one-on-one?
I think they're, what, you said 600 business owner members today.
Yeah, there's about 650 members.
650, okay.
There's 800 represented
here.
Yeah. So,
and the word you use that I love is a showcase.
Correct.
So as a fellow who started a small business myself 31 years ago and struggled,
yeah,
as we all do,
right, right,
John, at some point, I was a bit of a fool, and I didn't participate in the Chamber earlier, and so my own business didn't have the visibility that it probably should have had.
We forgive you.
Well, thank you.
We'll work on that.
You guys are smarter than that, so
yeah,
thanks
right
for that.
That's
appreciate
right
that.
So we have the privilege of being able to interview some of the Chamber members who have also participated in Business and Industry Night today.
Yep.
Like I said, we did Sam Jones earlier,
yep,
and now we have John with J.P. Lilly. So
yep.
John, let's just jump right into it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why don't you just introduce yourself, and then we'll get into a little bit of your background with J.P. Lilly and how you came to be where you are now with the company.
Okay, sounds good. My name is John Curtinez with J.P. Lilly, corporate office here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we do audiovisual live events and system integrations.
Awesome. When was the firm founded?
Yes. In 1928.
So this
wow
is, right, this is, you know, a 91-year-old firm, right?
Correct.
Am I doing my math right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's impressive. So I have to ask, how many successions have there been?
Three.
Three. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, the founding members, 1928, J.P. Lilly and son, his son is J.K. Lilly, went around Harrisburg on a horse and buggy. At that
literally
time, literally,
literally,
horse, literally, horse and buggy, going to his schools, and at that time it was 16mm film.
Wow.
So
I have to stop.
Yeah.
We've been doing right the show for about 6 months. We've had dozens of guests. I can honestly say that's newsworthy.
Yeah.
So a business
well,
that was founded.
And it reminds me of, we had Unique Limousines on
yeah
a couple weeks ago, and the current owner talked about her dad who started the business, and he took a limousine in front of the Capitol building and just sat there, dressed in a suit with his white gloves on and just stood there.
Yep.
And he got all this attention from people, but it was a very creative way
mm-hmm
to
do
the same joking idea in my mind as I hear that. That's really cool.
Right.
Okay. So it started, so that was the original?
That was the original owners, yeah. And then it went through, J.K. had it for a while, the son, and then two employees that were working with him. For a long time, they handed it over the reins to them.
Okay.
And at that time, they started going into more film, slide projectors,
Okay.
Some VHS tape.
I recall that. Cassettes. I'm old enough, I recall that.
Yeah.
I will ignore Nathan. He doesn't know what VHS tape is.
Cassette?
No.
Is that how?
A-track?
A-track. Oh, A-track.
Reel to reel?
Yeah. I had a nice A-track system in the day, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of, at that time, a lot of education still was schools. So the cassettes, the film, you had the film go to the library, rent the film, and listen to the cassette tape, and it would go click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was us.
Huh. Okay.
And also at that point in time, our building where we are today was the East Coast Distribution Center for Walt Disney Film.
Ooh, okay.
So, like when I was in school, we would go down to the cafeteria and we'd watch a movie.
Yeah, I recall that. Yeah. Well, we did the same in my school, yeah.
Right, so it came from our office. Everything portaled through J.P. Lilly.
Interesting.
So let me go back. So was the local schools, original schools, a big part of your market?
They were a very large part of
our
market.
Is that still true today, John?
It is, yes.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask what percent of the company's revenue is school related?
It's probably about 57% is still through K through 12 and higher education.
Okay. Yeah. So is the rest all private industry then?
We have corporate, probably about 30%.
Okay.
Is corporate. And then we do things for different associations, the chambers.
Yeah, like this.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Very cool. So, how many employees do you have now?
We have 25.
Okay.
Full-time.
And how has that grown over time? Because we started on the three transitions, but
correct,
you had an opportunity to take over as part owner of the business in, what, 2000?
In 2000, okay. Correct. Yeah. So, it happened the same way from the previous owners. They handed it down to other employees.
All right. Well, we'll get back to that because we like talking about transition.
Succession,
and stuff.
Right.
But,
yeah.
So how many employees did you have when you started in 2000? What did that look like?
Well, in 2000, when I started, there was actually another company upstairs that was part of us as well, which is now not part of us. So it was about the same count.
Okay. Good.
Do you have any other partners at the moment? Or
There's another co-owner.
Okay.
Another co-owner,
okay. Gotcha. So since we touched on it, why don't we go back to that transition?
Sure.
So you guys have been working at the company for a number of years already, so you already had, it was an internal succession at
correct
this point. But what did that look like? Was it an outright gift? Did you buy him out? How did that?
No, it was a buyout.
Okay.
It was the previous owner. Well, the two when I started, then the one was older, and he, the younger, bought it out from the previous partner.
Yep.
And then he was on for about 12 years.
Okay.
And then he saw myself and another employee as their line of succession. And then he just reached out to us and said, hey, are you interested? And we said yes. And then we worked out a buyout opportunity.
I don't mean to be too personal, but it's a good question. Do you have your succession plan in place?
We're just starting to think about it.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Which
good.
That puts you ahead of 90% of other business owners.
Right.
Because
it's a
sad state of affairs. There's so much capital.
Yeah.
$10 trillion in private firms in the United States, and a huge percentage of them have no awareness of even doing succession planning while you're in the business makes the business more valuable while you're there.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so I applaud you.
We're just starting to talk about it because I don't feel like I'm retiring anytime soon.
No.
Sure.
Right. And that's succession planning is good business planning.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
So did you guys use back then, I don't know if things business-wise were different than you'd see it today, but did you use outside counsel for a lot of stuff or was it mainly internal discussions and gentlemen's agreements?
For the succession?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had internal discussions first, and then we had to go through external, some counseling with, SCORE. They helped a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then through some attorneys.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. And what did financing look like for that? How did you structure that part of the deal?
There was a certain amount up front.
Okay.
And then so much per month for X amount of years.
Okay. All right.
So the previous owner was willing to work with us because he believed in us as well.
Yep.
And our success was his success.
So he kind of financed. It was some seller financing.
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah. And oftentimes that's a brilliant, simple strategy. Like the current owner has very much a vested interest in seeing it succeed.
Right.
Both for their personal satisfaction.
Right.
also their financial satisfaction.
Right. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. And that's how it happened for them, too. So it was just logical for them.
I didn't want to steal some thunder. Did you have more questions about succession?
No, I was just going to highlight that's very, I think it's more common when you're in a closely held or a you've already been there for a while. So the owner's more likely to be willing to do some seller financing and something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So the one of the things that occurred to me, too, is the timing of when you took over 2000. Wow.
Yes, yeah.
So
it was.
Your
yeah,
first
right.
8 years is 9/11, the tech bubble, and yeah. then shortly thereafter the largest recession
yeah.
in U.S. history since the Great Depression.
Yeah.
What the hell is your tenure been? God bless you for still yeah. standing.
It was challenging times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We were actually having an event that on 9/11 day, and I had manufacturers in the air. So we were concerned because they were close by.
Wow.
You know, that one was coming from New Jersey. So we were concerned for their well-being, and we just shut the event down.
Wow. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I had a whole different experience of that.
Yeah.
But I was actually overseas. I was in South Africa on a photographic safari, but and my business was clearly affected. But so how many employees did you have at that time? I missed that.
He said about the same.
About the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did business fall off a lot after 9/11?
And I put that in here. The most thing we have to be was adaptive.
Yeah.
Because of some of these scenarios that we were faced. So, yes, it started to dip then. And, of course, during recession time, nobody wanted to meet.
Right.
And we had projects in the pipeline that all of a sudden got, you know, people didn't want to spend money. Got
right.
back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had to find some other ways to be creative and adapt to that, to keep our cash flow going.
Were you forced to lay off anybody at that point?
That point in time, we did do a couple of people. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's tough.
And then
it's part of business, right?
6 or 7 years later, right, you have to keep the organism alive. That's
right.
A tough
Correct.
Idea for
and
a lot
we're
of
still cautious because of that as
right.
we're trying to wrap
right.
up.
Right. Well, I've said this, like, pontificate about this. When you have two of the biggest recessions back to back, coupled with 9/11, we have an entire generations of people, business owners and investors, who are acculturated to fear.
Yes.
That's very rare for that to happen like that.
Yeah.
But it happens. So
right.
Nonetheless.
Right. Yeah. Very
nonetheless.
Much so.
Right. And we're kind of getting a sense of that now, too, right now.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
Are you seeing business pull back at all?
Well, we're seeing some of our higher ed start to pull back.
Ah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Not
and
at
I'm
all.
I'm pretty
but.
In touch with the economic numbers,
yeah.
but I get that I also follow
Although,
CEO surveys. So.
Right.
Yeah,
but that's a different world, right?
Right.
We're talking about education versus the private sector.
Well, right, if they're pulling a lot of their revenue.
Right.
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 Hmm. Yeah.
We're well, seeing high ed start to be cautious.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the chamber a little bit, because
sure.
we are here at the Business
yeah,
and Industry
let's
Night.
Honor
so,
them.
And you did mention that some of the services you provide, some of your revenue comes from working with the chamber. So,
Joy,
how long have you been a part of the chamber and been affiliated with particularly West Shore?
Well, particularly West Shore, we're actually a new member. So, we've been other chamber members, and I won't commit to joining an association unless I have
okay.
the time to do so.
Sure.
Because I don't want to just say I'm just a member.
Right, right. Yeah.
So we are new to the actual West Shore
chamber. Okay.
All right, guys. We're having a little bit of challenge with the sound. I'm having the tech people look
yeah,
into like
okay.
a lot of the background.
Hey, but that's cool. I was going to bring that up earlier because it is buzzing around
it's
here, which is kind of
here.
Cool. But it is a different feel. So if you've been listening to the show consistently, A, thank you. B, this is a little bit different.
Oh yeah,
it's
the first
it's
one was calmer, quieter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. I've heard a number of times the spinning wheels of
poor John. He steps
hopefully
into
somebody
our cage
won
right
yeah.
at the party. I think they went away from Cash Bar and went to a free bar about half an hour.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so. So you recently became a member of the West Shore Chamber.
Correct.
What drove you to actually do that? I know you said some reasons why you wouldn't commit to stuff like that in the past, but why did you decide to become a chamber member?
I want to be more involved in this region over here.
Okay.
In the West Shore. Spread my wings a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have always been, like I remember, you had a pretty large facility. Was it right along 283 somewhere?
You're thinking of JPL.
Oh, sorry. But do you East Shore base, though, is my real point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that affected your clientele at all?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
You know, we service pretty much our main office in Harrisburg. We service the Lancaster market, and we have an office in Scranton as well. So
I didn't know that.
Yes, so that helps with our revenue as well. There's different market, the different clientele, the different regions, and the types of projects we do help.
It does speak to the commonality a lot of business owners face. Benefits, multiple locations, you have to make real estate decisions, taxes, all those sort of leases, buy a lease.
Yeah.
And that stuff is very common. And unless you're a business owner, it's hard to really relate to that.
Right.
You know, it's a full gamut of things. You can be great at your specialty, but then you still have to deal with the business issue.
Yeah.
Right. Are you, is that something you enjoy, the business side of it, or do you enjoy...
I've grown to learn more and appreciate more of the operations that we do.
Okay.
My background has always been technical and procedure, so it does lend to the operations.
Do you enjoy working on the business or in the business? Or both?
Both.
Okay.
For a while, I was leaning more towards enjoying more of running the business.
Yeah.
Getting back into doing some of the business has helped.
Yep. Okay.
So I'm figuring out that balance.
Well, being here today is a sample of working, we would say, on the business, not in it, per se. Right? Yep. Not running a production or something.
Correct. And I won't ask my staff to do things that I won't do.
That's good.
Yep. Okay.
That's a good rule of thumb.
So I was here last night helping doing the set to 6:30 because we had a tight timeline.
He's just proved that he's a much better man than I.
I didn't say it.
I said it. You heard that from the colossal shrimp right here. I said it.
So new to the chamber, decided to participate right away in the business and industry night specifically.
Yes.
Why? What propelled that decision?
Well, to meet more businesses in the chamber and to show some of our strengths for the chamber members.
Yeah, you did it well. Like, I noticed your booth is very prominent, very well done, right? So
yes, thank you.
We have this motto we say in my household, teach my son, John, if it's worth doing,
it's worth doing well.
Right. So
I'm not his son, by the way.
No, I know that
phrase.
Heard it. But yeah, I noticed that immediately when you walk in the front door of this facility, this event, you're there and well represented.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's quite a few of your troops here.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, I got to meet a few of them. In fact, one of them had just eaten, I think he had just eaten one of the Kessler's super hot, I think they called it Primal Scare or something, super hot link, and I had to go try it. It was delicious.
Wow.
Take me back a little bit.
Wow.
And the bar does not have milk, so to be prepared for it. But
got it.
Cool. Well, we're glad you're a part of the chamber. I serve on the membership committee, so I am very thankful that you're there and joining the other roughly 650 members here. So for the people that are listening, we do have an audience of seasoned business owners and newer in business owners. So what's one piece of advice you would give to a newer entrepreneur, somebody who was maybe in your shoes in 2000 with an opportunity to jump into ownership of a business? What's some advice you would give them?
It would be to be adaptive. You're going to run into hurdles. And you have to sometimes think lateral.
Could you give us an example?
Yeah.
Because I get it. It could, like, to maybe a budding entrepreneur, young business owner, can you give an actual example of how you were adaptive?
Yeah. Well, with us, me personally, I'm adaptive by looking if I have at least inventory. Is there a different way I can use that inventory in a different aspect to refresh my revenue with it? So it would be like the video wall you see out front.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just not 16:9. Show me a PowerPoint. So if you look close to it, it's got different edges to it, and we're mapping that technology to that to take the technology to a new place that helps push our designs, our concepts, and help our clients achieve that.
Well, you're leading us into an area that I wanted to touch on, which is the types of projects.
Yeah.
I always say this, and I want to try to do this because remember we're casting out the other business owners.
Yep.
And so let's make it as vivid as you can. What types of projects? So if I'm calling you up and thinking of hiring you, what types of projects?
Some specific projects are a new upcoming type of project is called esports.
Esports.
Okay.
Esports.
Okay.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay. So esports is a upcoming technology based on gaming. Gaming. So this is the perfect event for this, since it's a gaming theme. So you may play things like Xbox, PlayStation, specific games like Fortnite.
My son does.
Okay.
Not Fortnite, but yes, somebody has an Xbox.
Well, that's esports.
Okay.
So it's going to, from a home scenario to, example, higher education. So you can get a scholarship to play esports, professional, well, collegiate, and then you can go professional with it.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So we are...
only in America, baby.
Yeah.
So one client we're working with is actually looking to change their theater space, formal theater space, into an esports complex and run tournaments.
Yeah.
So other... colleges, universities will come there and they'll host the esports event.
Well, I know they do all sort. Well, I've seen anything from sports to shooters to strategy stuff.
It's, yes.
Yeah. So it's they'll run the whole gamut.
It could be a 1-on-1. It could be teams of 6-on-6.
Yeah.
And the prizes could be $50,000 for the winner.
Wow. Awesome.
Well, and as a parent who fights with his son to not necessarily be on esports all the time, but I get it. The demand is huge.
Yeah.
Yes,
the demand is huge.
And the technology to drive that, if I have 12 players on the stage, all running computers, running video, and I got to put that up onto the screen, and they're going to do...
That would be way above my technology pay grade.
And they're going to do webcasting for it, lighting scenarios.
So you've got to manage the lighting.
Right.
Manage lighting.
Got to make sure the web connection or however that is efficient.
Yeah.
The different units. So if you like said 12, each one of those has to work.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And there's a lot of compliance that goes along with that. Regulations go along with that.
Yep.
So it's a true sport.
Huh. Interesting.
That's just one of the new
e-sports.
Well, there
it is.
There was something John had said offset before. I was quizzing him a little bit before we started the show about the size of the project you could handle. So what's the largest? Are you able to talk about that? The largest project?
Yes, fine. I can talk about the largest project we did. Was just under $1 million for a building.
Okay.
Again, this was another higher ed client.
Okay.
A new science building they were bringing online.
Okay.
9 floors of technology.
Wow. Nine floors?
9 floors of technology, So we spent about 6 months on that project.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah,
see, I'm learning.
Idea either.
That's why I love these shows.
Like, I know, right?
And actually, back on September 11th, we had just installed 2 months before emergency operations center nearby.
Okay.
That I, my understanding that the vice president was converted to, and when it went active that day. So
interesting.
Offsite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off-site. We're going to have to do that to you. What's your name today?
I don't know.
Ghost Shrimp.
Ghost
today.
Shrimp. Oh, yeah. I'm Ghost Shrimp now. That's right.
We're going to ghost you.
It changes all the time. I'm gone.
An undisclosed location.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I just was going to ask, because it's intriguing to me. Is there anything about your business that we haven't asked? Anything interesting or relevant or that you would want the audience to know?
I would say that the things like we do here to be creative with our solutions.
Well, let's do it this way. Since we're talking to mainly a business community today, right?
Yes.
And the show is geared toward that. Who would be your ideal business client?
Corporations. We do a lot of their events.
Okay, so large corporations?
Large corporations, yes.
So when you say large, 1,000 employees, 50,000 employees, 500 employees?
Well, their meetings we have done up to 6,000.
Okay.
Wow.
So pretty sizable.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you can tell this party's ramped up, I think. I think the folks over here at leadership, are they doing tequila shots?
They might be. Well, it looks like Fireball, so that's. I think we need to go get some. I don't know.
I know those are shrimp shooters they're doing over there. A little vodka, cocktail sauce.
Are we in trouble, Taylor?
Yeah, we're going under, buddy.
We're going under.
Shrimp shooters.
Well, I don't know about you, but this has been very informative. There's a lot I didn't know about what you guys do, especially your history and the service you provide. And so it's been great to have you on the show.
You.
Thank you for taking time away from being a part of the Chamber, the Business and Industry Night, to do an interview with us. So we did say this is going to go out on one of our regular podcasts. So the people that are listening, if they're interested in learning about your services, what's the best way for them to do that?
Through the website, www.jplawyer.com. or our main number is 717-238-8123.
All right. Awesome. Very cool. Well, thanks again.
All right, thank you.
We had a blast.
Thanks for joining our Shrimp Tank
party. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it.
Have a good rest of your time.
All right,
and
thank you.
We will see you next. We're going to be doing Mounts Jewelers next.
Mounts Jewelers,
in about,
yes.
In about 30 minutes,
yep.
I think. So, again,
bling.
We'll see you
can
next
you spell
week.
Bling?
I can.
John, can you spell bling?
Cha-ching.
M-O-U-N-T-Z, I think, right?
Well bling. Done. Yep. Well done. We'll see you next week on the Shrimp Tank.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Want to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.